Damien Stevens from the Diversity Project, thank you for being here.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, everyone.
And alongside Damien from a different group, but also who's travelled down from Shepparton, the convener of PFLAG Shepparton, which is a parents and friends group of lesbians and gays, is Glenys Leach. And Glenys, thank you so much for making the trek.
Thanks, Kathy. Hello, everybody.
How far from Shep into Bendigo? I'm just trying to get a handle on how far people have travelled. Do you beat the Swan Hill trip, do you reckon? That was 220, not quite that far.
No, it's about 120 kilometres, I think.
Nevertheless, it's a fair trip.
It is.
So thank you for coming down. Damien, how did you get involved with the Diversity Project?
Oh, I moved to Shepparton as a young person when I was 21. I'm 32 now, so I've been there 10 or more years. When I moved there, I was brand new to the area, didn't have any friends. Mm-hmm. Found at a local agency, Uniting Care, Cutting Edge, a social support group for young people who were gay, lesbian, bisexual, etc., and joined the social group then because I had a need to connect with people and in a rural and regional area.
But don't we all?
Yeah,
it's a pretty basic need, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Invisible, though, I felt, as was the community there for young gay and lesbian people. So there was a group, I went along, and now I run that group, 10 years later, so that's really great.
So what are some of the things that you hear? I mean, I would hope that things are starting to change with awareness about these issues, but is it still hard for gay kids in country communities?
It is much harder, it's in the city today, you can pretty much walk down the street hand in hand and be fairly safe, city of Melbourne, but in rural, remote, regional Australia, it's still very difficult. Suicide rates for young people in those areas are 4 to 6 times higher for young people who are same-sex attracted or gender questioning. And most importantly, most suicide attempts occur before a young person comes out. They've got that intense journey that they're going through around their sexuality, and you may not even know that, and that's when they're more at risk of committing suicide, which is...
So once again, on that issue, it's just so important to enable people to talk about it, to find ways to ask the right questions, to let them express what they're feeling.
Exactly right.
And Glenys, with the PFLAG Shepparton, which is a support group for parents and friends of lesbian and gays, how did you get involved with that group?
Well, we found out our son was gay through the tragic death of his friend, quite some years ago, and his friend was also gay. Mm-hmm. We sort of started the PFLAG group sort of through that. Some friends of mine, like Damien and his partner and another lady, we went down to Melbourne just to see how the PFLAG group runs down there, and when we came back from Melbourne, we decided that we'd, start a group in Shepparton. And it's been going since August 2009, and that's sort of the reason that I've become involved in it.
What was it like for you, and this is, I guess, a very personal question, but when you first found out that your son was gay, did you struggle with that?
Well, we did. There's the usual things that parents think, grandchildren, what are people going to think of, our son? What are they going to think of us, as a family and parents? Did we do something wrong? Well, we didn't. We know we didn't, because it's in, the genetic makeup and you can't do anything about it.
But it's understandable, isn't it? Because I think, and I look to my parents and of that generation when, we don't talk about the word suicide and taboos around that for so long, for so many generations, we just never talked about being gay. It was just not ever, you didn't even hear the word homosexual. It was just something you never discussed. So it's completely understandable that parents are going to jump to the worst thoughts when they learn this.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. But through your work with PFLAG, how did that help you understand all of these issues that you've just expressed so beautifully?
I think just from reading, learning, meeting other parents.
I think that must be a big thing, talking to other parents.
It is. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
We started out our group, as I said, in 2009, and we have varying, numbers of parents, family and friends that come along. It's just really good to be able to talk to other, parents. Even now, our son, we've known he's been gay for, as I said, a few years now, but it's just good to be able to still talk to other parents anyway.
Yep.
Whether it's, at our support group, which is a really confidential support group, or sometimes I just ring people up, that may get in contact with me. They may not come along to the support group. And even there's, one or two people that I've rung that aren't in the Goulburn Valley. They're, further away, even down as far as Melbourne, a couple of people. So it's been really good to be able to assist.
Yeah. 27 minutes past three, and we've had a question come in from Bill, who's attending here, who wants to know, and this might be a question that you can answer, Damien, what are the impacts when a parent isn't able to accept that their child is gay? How does that affect a younger person when they do come out and their parents just can't deal with it.
Mm. I have a very short story here, a young person, how they expressed that, if you like. His name was Christopher. He was 20 years old, and he says, "I've had multiple thoughts of suicide. I've acted and failed on those thoughts a few times. I'm never able to actively harm myself, i.e. cut myself, but I've wanted to many times. I would say any gay person who says that they have never even thought about suicide is lying. Not being able to act on any of your desires, having to actively hide your true self to my family, often having to pretend to hate the very thing you are. All of these things equates to a deep feeling that you don't deserve to live, or failing that, a deep desire to end the suffering. On a happier note," he says, when I was able to come out to my family and get the support, it's turned my life around. All of those things mentioned previously are starting to become a thing of the past. So when young people, you know, do have parents that initially may not be able to deal with it or cope, we have three different groups in Shepparton: social support spaces for adults, a young space, the diversity group for our young people, and also PFLAG. So some parents can't deal with it at all. Mm. Through the help of groups like Glenys, other places in the community they can go, other resources we can provide.
You would have to, even hearing that, I mean, any parent, surely, no matter how hard it is for you to come to terms with this news that your child is gay, if you love your child, you've got to, I guess as a parent, you've got to go and get the resources you need to learn to deal with this and understand what's going on. Damien, what sort of work then? How does the Diversity Project work in the community? Is it just a coming together in a supportive social way, or is there more than that?
Yep, the Diversity Project has two components. My role is a health promotion role. I go out to schools, I go to community groups, I provide training and resources and professional development to teachers and to students on creating more inclusive classrooms, on helping people deal with homophobic abuse, and really, you know, making schools and the rest of the community a safer place to help young people be themselves. Terms like "that's so gay," you know, getting that out of the classroom, a really, really damaging term.
Yeah.
And the other part of our program is the one-on-one support work. So my colleague will, you know, spend time with young people, help them with issues of homelessness, drug and alcohol abuse, help them find a job, you know, and they attend our fortnightly social group where they learn life skills, learn how to cook, have guest speakers come along, you know, to chat about suicide, depression. We had a psychic come along once for a bit of fun.
Yep.
And a social component. So they might go swimming, they get engaged in life and, you know, learn to have fun and celebrate who they are.
Yeah, and Glenys, has your group grown since you first got involved and basically established this, what's it called, PFLAG in Shepparton?
Well, it's up and down, as I said, it just depends, you know, what parents or
what
family friends want to come along. We advertise regularly in the couple of local papers and on Facebook, and we've got a website, Community Connect, and
Can I again thank you? You've travelled significant distance to be here this afternoon, and obviously because this is an issue pretty dear to both of your hearts, so let's hope we can continue to keep the conversation going.
Thanks, Cathy.
Thank you so much. Damien Stevens is Community Development Worker with the Diversity Project, and Glenys Leach, Convener of PFLAG Shepparton, and a support group for parents and friends of lesbian and gays, and both of them, along with others here in the room, have travelled down for Shepparton. And thank you to all of you who've travelled here.